You're listening to SBS News.
In Victoria, Year 11 and 12 students will head back to the classroom on Monday and special schools will resume for Term 3. But younger school students in Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire north of the city are facing the prospect of remote learning again. Premier Daniel Andrews has promised a decision on remote learning will be made soon to help families prepare ahead of time.
We'll make further announcements once we see more data, once things are a little more settled in the coming days. Again, giving parents as much notice as we can.
Mr Andrews says older students will be able to maintain social distancing rules at schools in Victoria.
Obviously, we don't want a situation where the VCE in metropolitan Melbourne is in any way different to the VCE in regional Vic, and that's why having them on the same footing.
Victorian Principal Loretta Piazza was one of the first educators to deal with the coronavirus scare at her school, Meadow Glen Primary. In May, the school in Melbourne's north closed for deep cleaning when a music teacher became infected, but he wasn't in contact with children.
Look, given that I've been a principal for over 20 years, I know my community really well. I've been at Meadow Glen for 17 years. I know what works and what doesn't work for my community. And I really have to take a step away from the department. And whilst I understand, you know, all the memos and all the communication that's coming from the department, you know, is a very middle of the road type communication, I need to put that aside and say, well, what do I need to do for my community?
She says not all students were able to thrive in a flexible remote learning environment last term, but if it happens again, she'll tailor the system to suit her school's needs.
So I'm worried about all my kids who are going to be home and parents need to go to work because I have a very, very high number of blue-collar workers. And we're already looking at doing things a little bit differently.
Dr. Emily Berger is an educational developmental psychologist from Monash University. She is pushing for the communication of clear messages about education to better support and guide parents.
If we are moving to remote learning and online learning, how parents can actually do that and how parents can obviously manage their own mental health, but obviously help to manage the well-being and the mental health of their child if, again, they do have to do online learning. So more specific information is needed.
Dr. Berger says students are closely observing adult behaviour during this uncertain period, and they also look at how their peers are coping too.
The children are like sponges and they take up all of the information that's around them. And without having that opportunity to, in a way, compare notes and look at how other people are coping, it's potentially the case that they're not going to have a guide of how they should be managing this situation and what the right response is to be able to manage learning, but obviously their emotions and behaviour as well.
The Victorian government says remote learning is a possibility if it is deemed the safest option for students. The school holidays are being extended to give teachers time to plan for the next phase of education during the coronavirus pandemic. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.